Thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today about indemnity provisions, an often kind of overlooked portion of an LLC agreement. And kind of how we're going to break this down today is, you know, and I found it easiest when I open to the back of the LLC agreement and see, you know, three or four pages of just, you know, boilerplate legalese with respect to indemnification. It's easiest for me to kind of break it down into its component parts and take the provisions kind of, you know, line by line in order to get a, you know, bigger picture understanding of the practical drafting issues and realities that are faced by, you know, the people that are going to be living under these indemnification provisions on a day-to-day basis. And I'll be giving the corporate kind of draftsperson perspective and the things you're going to be thinking about up front. And Mark is going to help more from the litigation side and, you know, the practical realities when you actually need to use the provisions that, you know, folks like me hopefully drafted well. So our presentation is going to focus on Texas, obviously, and Delaware limited liability companies. Similar considerations are going to apply to partnership agreements in that govern Texas or Delaware limited partnerships. Included Delaware here just because of the, you know, how popular of a choice it is. For jurisdictional purposes, you know, not the least of which are because of its well-developed case law in the area and the deference that other jurisdictions, including Texas, afford the decisions in that area.